again, and welcome to Indie Business Radio for Monday, September 15th. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. A special welcome to all of my listeners today, and especially to the people that I am connected to through Twitter. I'm following 450 of you now, and I learn something new from you every day. Come and introduce yourself to me at twitter.com/indiebusiness. I want to follow you and get to know you better. Today's media partner is Essential Wholesale. Did you know that you could start your own product line with as few as 7 units of product in the scent of your choice? The holidays are coming. It's a good time to launch your business. And that's private label as easy as it gets, don't you think? Visit EssentialWholesale.com for more information. Well, you guys, the media. I am the media, and so are you if you are indie. So gather up your papers and start kicking butt and taking names, because today's guest is a media whiz, and she's going to help us do just that. She's Monique Carradine of Momentum Media Group, a Chicago-based company specializing in helping you use the media as a platform to empower, enlighten, and inform your target audience. Monique is the author of Successful Media Relations Strategies, and also How to Make Your Story Irresistible to the Media. She has appeared as a frequent guest in media outlets, including CNN, Fox News, and National Public Radio, and she's also a former talk show host who's interviewed powerhouses like Urban Magic Johnson, Maya Angelou, and Tavis Smiley. Monique blogs at yourmediamentor.wordpress.com, and today she's here to help you rock the media with your story. We'll take your questions and comments. Do join us, 800-773-0355, or you can email your questions to info@indiebusinessradio.com. Welcome to the show, Monique.
Thank you so much, Donna Maria. It is a pleasure to be here with you. I've just enjoyed your show and appreciate the information that you provide.
Now, Monique, you have an interesting media background, in part as a talk show host, but now you have your own business, and a lot of my listeners are in the process of making that kind of transition. Tell us a little bit about how you made that move in your personal life.
Well, it was something that, it was kind of a difficult decision to make, because when you come from the media, I've worked as a producer as well as you mentioned, a talk show host, and I did a talk show for 6 consecutive years on radio, which is where I really kind of cut my teeth in live media, and it was fantastic. I worked at WVON Radio here in Chicago. And that's how most people know me from my time there. But I decided to make a transition for 2 reasons. Number one, in my heart, I always wanted to do television. And so I thought that at that point in my life, I had just had my first and only son. And I wanted to pursue my dreams and create an example for him. However, I knew that I would not be able to do the kind of television show that I wanted to do if I just went into mainstream media. I knew that I was going to have to create my own talk show under my own rules and within my own boundaries. I knew that the kind of TV I wanted to do was going to be something completely different than what was already out there. I wasn't interested in being a reader. I wasn't interested in being an anchor. I wanted to really create powerful TV. So with that in mind, also, you know, thinking about my son and really wanting to be available for him and having a more flexible schedule, less stressful schedule, I said, now is the time for me to do it. And at that point, he was about 8 months old. So I set off on a path January of 2004, launched my business, Momentum Media Group. And one of the first projects we did was to independently produce a television program, which ran independently for 2.5 years. And so I just followed a passion.
And your story is the same as so many people across so many industries, a new mom, a young mom trying to figure out how to have a career, but the kind of flexibility. That's the story of so many women in TV, in the beauty business, and all over.
Exactly.
So
it really is. And the other thing, Donna Maria, if I could just add this point, is that it was important to me to really establish a foundation for my son, because I wanted him to feel like, well, he didn't have to go out and get a job. He can either start a business like Mommy and Daddy did, or join one of our businesses, and that was important to me as well.
It's so important to give them those options, because their world is so different from the way ours was when we finished high school and college.
Exactly.
Well, so let's get right to this media thing. I have rolled up my sleeves, you know, because your book is incredible. It's a great resource, and you've done a wonderful job of paring down a lot of information into some really succinct tips. But let's start broadly, Monique, and let me just ask you, what is the media? Can we define it simply, or is it just kind of changing so much that we have an issue with narrowing it down?
Well, yes and yes, to answer your question. There is a way that you can define it simply. I had to think about this for a while. But in its basic, most organic form or definition, the media can be described as any entity that has the power to disseminate information to a large audience. And usually that information has a couple of specific goals in mind. You either want to disseminate information to entertain people, empower them, enlighten them, mobilize them, or move people to take action. Or maybe you want to build awareness. So in a nutshell, that is how I would define the media in its purest, most organic, most traditional form.
And so, Monique, with all of the social media and small business online options for indies, are we really all the media?
We really are. I mean, you are a media powerhouse yourself, Donna Maria.
You don't have a radio show, you have a website and a blog. Are you the media in its broadest sense?
Absolutely. You are the media in its newest sense. You know, a lot of people still understand the media from a traditional standpoint, and that's basically radio, you know, traditional radio, TV, newspapers, magazines. But as you pointed out, Donna, over the last 5 or 10 years, the definition of media has shifted so dramatically. And thanks to people like you, thanks to bloggers, thanks to internet radio, Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, and all these other online platforms, Twitter, what's happening is that instead of relying on CNN to supply us with our information, more and more of us are creating our own networks, what I call INN, independent network news. And so what we're witnessing, Donna, it's really exciting, is a media revolution, because now everyday people have the ability to impact audiences on a global scale, and it's beginning to change the face of media. It is truly an exciting time in media.
So if you are an indie business owner, you have to wrap your arms around and really embrace what you're talking about in order to have the impact that your books talk about. Is that fair to say?
It's very fair to say. And my book really only scratches the surface. My book is for the beginner who wants to understand first how to leverage those traditional media outlets that I talked about. It doesn't even really go into all the social media stuff. I'm going to be doing a revision in 2009, but the social and new media platforms are really where it's going to be at. All of your listeners, I agree, need to wrap their brains and their arms around social media, because with media changing so much and so many media outlets being difficult to break into unless you have great media relationships, you don't want to have to wait for them to get your message out there to promote your product or service. So you can start right now today by establishing a profile on Twitter, Facebook, creating your own blog, which takes 5 to 10 minutes, 15 minutes max to do, and you can start creating your own media, your own network, and start leveraging yourself as an expert. And it's possible, it's realistic to start doing it now with little or no experience. But there are some things that you do need to know how to do, and we'll talk about those a little bit later.
Yeah, because we are definitely going to pick your brain. And, you know, in fairness to you, Monique, your books do mention the importance of social media. We'll be looking forward to those revisions. But it's there. I saw it myself, and there's some really good information in there that does do a little bit more than scratch the surface, which is what we're going to do here on the show today. But kudos to you, as I said, for narrowing it down and making it succinct and easy for people to understand. So let's think about then, how do you know when you, okay, you've set up your blog, you have your website, maybe you have a Twitter page, and that's where you're going to start. And so now you want to connect with the mainstream media. What's the first thing you do?
Well, the very first thing you do, even before you set up your profile, your blog, and all of that on all these different platforms, the very first thing, Donna Maria, that people need to do, and this is what I always suggest to my clients, you take these three steps, very simple steps. First of all, you have to know what your overall media goals are. And I tell people to go back to their original business plan to figure out why it is you went to business in the first place. And that can kind of help you answer the question, what is my media goal? Why is it that I want to get into the media in the first place? Is it because, number one, I want to build my brand and become the McDonald's, so to speak, of my industry so that people recognize me no matter who they are or where they are? Right? Or do I want to drive people to my website, bring people into this community that I'm planning on creating? I want to increase sales. You know, figure out exactly what your goal is. And why do you want to get more media? Will getting more media really help you advance your overall goals as a business? And once you get down to it, you'll find that, yes, media will definitely help you do that. But it's good to just, you know, write these things down. The second thing I advise my clients is once you identify what your media goals are, you have to know exactly who your target market is, because that's going to depend on what media outlets you choose to leverage. Once you've identified who your target market is, then you can say to yourself, okay, I'm trying to reach people between the ages of 18, 34, who are moms, who are, you know, educated and professional. So then once you have a profile of who your client is, and you should be able to visualize who they are in your mind's eye, then you can say, okay, I know that those people read ABC magazine, they watch XYZ show, and I can say that a large percentage of them read blogs or they do this. You can kind of identify what their media habits are and where they get their information from. If you're finding that more and more of them are reading blogs, boom, you know you want to create a blog. If you're finding that a lot of them watch YouTube, you know you want to get your YouTube channel.
Right.
And so it's about being definitive and very clear on where your audience is and how they get their information. And the third and final thing that I typically suggest to my clients when they're, you know, going off into this media thing is once you know what your goals are and you know who your audience is, then you can create your media list and identify what traditional media you want to be in. If you want to be featured on some blogs or podcasts or internet radio shows like yours, and then again, really understanding which social media platforms you need to have a presence in. Those are the three things that I recommend.
Now, Monique, these things are obviously time-consuming, but they are pretty much 100% cost-free. Is that right?
For the most part, yeah. You can establish a presence on most of these platforms at very little cost or no cost at all. And if you're the type of person, there's really no excuse not to be involved in it, but if you're the type of person that is, you know, a technophobe or you don't really feel like you're technologically savvy, you know, interns at the college level or even high school level, they love this stuff. And so if you can bring someone in to help you do it, then you should definitely do that. But the bottom line is you want to have a presence out there once you've clearly identified what your goals are and who your target market is.
Good, great. Those are wonderful three steps. Get out there and do it. We are going to take our first break. We're going to come back with more of Monique Carradine, yourmediamentor.wordpress.com. This is Indie Business Radio. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and we will be right back. Don't touch that mouse.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. Well, you know, it's the middle of September, if you can believe it, and the holidays are coming. Wouldn't you like to give the gift of indie this year rather than something from a big box store that everybody can get on every street corner? If so, visit indiebeauty.com and click on our member directory. For over 700 members in all 50 states, you can find an indie products manufacturer in your state and think globally and buy locally from your local indies, of course, at indiebeauty.com. Well, I'm here this afternoon with Monique Carradine, your media mentor. She's joining me from her offices in Chicago. And Monique told us earlier that she is a mom. She's also a wife and a business owner and a really important person in this media world. But Monique, this is a lot of juggling going on. Give us some tips on how you handle all this stuff, and we'll get into how to tell your media story.
You know, it's so funny you say that, because I tell my husband all the time, I said, they could do a reality show on just me, because if somebody put a camera in my office and see all the thousands of things that I have going on simultaneously, it would be the most entertaining show on TV. But to answer your question, I have a wonderfully supportive husband. We both own our own businesses, and we share the same office space, so he has some of the office and I have some of it. And he's a great dad. He's a visionary thinker. He helps me understand this business thing. He does his share for our son. He's fantastic. So I have to give a lot of credit to him. But also I'm learning, Donna Maria, that it's important to work not only in your business, but you have to learn how to work on your business. And that comes from a book that you're familiar with, I'm sure, called The E-Myth, where, you know, the author really talks about systemizing your business so that it runs itself and you don't have to run yourself into the ground running your business. So it's important to systemize and automate your business as much as possible. And I do that not only for my own sanity, but for the sake of my family. I want to go to my son's school and volunteer. Right? I want to be able to take half a day and go get a manicure or massage or whatever, because it's not about business. It's about life and having a happy, fun, balanced life. That's the most important thing to me and my family. So thanks to my husband, thanks to really understanding more and more every day how business should work, not buying into some of the old ideas about you got to work 9 to 5. If you're an entrepreneur, you got to work 15, 16 hours a day. No, you don't. You don't have to. And I would recommend another book, if I may, Donna Maria, that can help people really bring about that balance that we all need as entrepreneurs and as parents. And it's called The 4-Hour Work Week. Are you familiar with that one?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Those two books, that one and The E-Myth, can really help you evolve your ideas about business, because, again, we don't have to work 15-hour days, 7 days a week to make our business successful. There are other ways to do it. So that's my long answer to your short question.
Those are really good tips and you know, a mindset. And, you know, thank God for your husband. And for those of us who may be single moms, you know, you can find some help in your family or whatever, but it is really important to get that help. So thanks for those kudos to that man over there.
Absolutely. He's the best.
Yeah. So listen, Monique, okay, so we've got some tips on kind of setting up your little media universe, and then now you have to reach out to the traditional media, and you say you need a story to do that. What does that mean?
Okay, because media has changed so much and evolved so much, you can't just present your story or your business or your service to the media the old-fashioned way. You know, before we would, you know, 15 years ago, Donna Maria, we would write a press release and send it to, you know, the business editor of our favorite newspaper or the news assignment editor at the local news station. And this press release would be all technical and filled with a bunch of jargon because we all felt that journalists were so smart that they would actually understand that stuff. Those days are long gone. Instead of doing it that way, and because the way we distribute information online and through different wire services is so different, it's not just journalists that have access to the information that we put out there on the web. Everyday people are reading this information also. So those press releases that we used to just write for those technical, geeky journalists that we thought were on the other side, now everybody can read your information. So it's important that we use everyday basic language to tell our story. And
but how do you decide what your story is? I mean, what you're saying is if I'm a jewelry manufacturer or if I make organic beauty products, I can't just say I make great jewelry, I make great organic beauty products. You got to do this. So how do you I mean, you're a regular person, nothing all that special about you. How do you turn yourself into a story, Monique?
I'm going to tell you exactly how, because I got a press release the other day from a young man who wanted me to take a look at it and tell him what I thought about it. And he's a T-shirt manufacturer, and he basically was saying, you know, hey, these great T-shirts are available at such and such. It's Fashion Week in Boston, and stop by and see my T-shirts. That is absolutely boring, because these days you don't want to do it that
boring,
way.
Huh?
Yeah, what journalist in their right mind would even pay any attention to that? Absolutely no one. And so instead, what I told him to do is tell me about you. What is your unique selling point? What is your unique positioning point? How did you get on the road to becoming a T-shirt designer? You know, what brought you there? And so think about your story. You know, we can use this example, and I think this will be a pretty vivid for everyone. We've got the presidential election coming up, right?
Right.
And this is one of the hottest elections in our history. And so the field has been pared down to two people, and both of them are on the road to the White House. But they took very different paths to get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you look at one candidate and you see what his path is. That's his story. It's a very unique story,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you look at the other candidate and you look at his path to getting to where he is. And wow, what a compelling, inspiring, powerful, motivational story. They're both going to the White House, but they have two very different stories on what has gotten them there.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So let's you know, use another example of a business person. Maybe we have two accountants, and they both want media attention. They do the same thing, have the same niche market, same lots of similarities. But what path did they take to get there? What things moved and shifted in their lives or professional careers to put them where they are today? What story can they tell? What anecdote can they give, right?
You know, that's so great. I was watching a Home Shopping Network show once. One of my members was on it, and she sells, you know, sugar scrubs and other fabulous things. And it was interesting because when the show segment opened, Monique, the show host, of course, said, you know, welcome to the show. We've got this great beauty products manufacturer here. But you know what's really interesting about her is how she started her business. And this woman started telling her story, and the little purchase counter in the bottom right-hand corner of my screen started moving up, and she hadn't said one thing about her products yet.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's how you got to figure out what your story is.
Okay.
My story is I'm a mom and a wife, and I had a very highly successful career in radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I left it because I wanted to do A, B, and C, and that's what got me to where I am today. One of my clients is a doctor, a medical doctor. She's a geriatrician. Well, there are lots of geriatricians out there, big deal. But she's a geriatrician, and her unique story is the way she became an expert in caregiving is because her mom suffered from Alzheimer's, and she was her mom's primary caregiver. And she has this amazing story about during the last 3 years of her mom's life, her mom did not recognize her. So here she is, a doctor, supposed to be able to handle all these types of things, and she's a geriatrician, and all of a sudden she, you know, doesn't know how to care for her mom because her mom doesn't recognize her and the pain of that. So that's how we sell her story.
Right.
You know, she's an expert in caregiving, not only because she studied it for years along with being a geriatric physician, but she actually cared for her mom the last 10 years of her life, and these are some of the things that she went through.
And it's different when you're doing it yourself instead of just advising other people in their situations.
Absolutely. Everybody.
So what you do then, it sounds like what you're saying is that you choose a couple of things that make you unique, and you use them to draw people in to want to know more information about you. And then
Absolutely.
Does that translate into a business benefit, Monique?
It could translate into a business benefit in two ways. Number one, if you have a strong social media network, in other words, if you're on Facebook, Twitter, and some of the other things that we talked about, if you blog,
okay.
then the business benefit there is that you're going to draw people into your network because
okay.
they want to be interested in what you blog about.
Okay.
As you bring people into your network, those are potential customers. But if you get that great feature story because you told your story in a compelling way to a journalist, or you have a fabulous media representative that has done that on your behalf, and you get a great feature story on the lifestyle page of your local paper, then that's going to give you credibility. So you've got a sound network with your social media platforms. You get amazing credibility by being featured in the Wall Street Journal or USA Today or whatever. And those two things together will equal more clients coming to your door because you have a strong brand, you have credibility, you have positioned yourself as an expert. That's a whole other topic that we can talk about. And you've done all those things by telling your story and leveraging the media in order to do that.
Now, Monique, this is what you're saying is extremely compelling because it allows a indie business owner with very few financial resources and a lot of coffee to really create a niche that pays attention to them and can essentially multiply their story over and over again while they sleep, while they're feeding their children, changing diapers, the whole nine yards.
Absolutely. But there are some nuances that you have to understand if you're going to do this, and they're simple. You know, because you can easily grow the business without the media, but it's tough. I mean, if you want to just have a referral-based media, then that's it. Some people have done it. It's very tough to do that, though. So you want to, again, use a mix of traditional media and new media. And in order to do that, you've got to be strategic, which is what we've been talking about.
Right.
But you
also in one of your steps at the beginning.
You've got to be. It's so important to be strategic. I'm a girl that's all about strategy because when you can lay it out step by step what you want to do, where you see yourself, what your goals are, and all you got to do is pull the trigger. But again, this is important. I want your listeners to understand this. There are certain nuances of both traditional media and social media that you have to understand in order to be effective and to draw people within your network and get that credibility. So if I can just explain very briefly.
Please.
When you talk about engaging traditional media
mm-hmm.
by using some of the tools that I talk about in my book, Successful Media Strategies, basically what you're doing there is by engaging traditional media, you're using advertising or media relations to get your message out there. And everybody knows that advertising is when you place your ad in the paper or the magazine or the radio or what have you. Basically buy space to say, hey, stop by Monique's cookie shop. We make the best cookies. And the ad will say that specifically. Your message is out there, unfiltered, just the way you want to say it. Media relations is a little different because you create a message, tell a story that is compelling. The media grabs onto that, and hopefully they'll do a story on you. The number one rule with both of those things is that you got to basically know how to promote your message or tell your story. Again, the key to those using the traditional media is knowing how to promote your message or tell your story. Social media, however, is different in that it is based on relationships. And so,
well, we're going to come back and talk in depth about that, because that is the name of the game today.
Right.
Social media and your indie business. We've got to take a break, or my show engineer is going to reach through the lines here and knock me off the stool here. So we are going to take a short break, but don't go anywhere, because Monique is going to share some of her best secrets for engaging the media using social media. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Back to Indie Business Radio. I'm here with media expert Monique Carradine, and she was just about to tell us about social media and some specific things we can do to incorporate it into our media strategy. Monique, tell us a little bit more about what you recommend.
I was recommending that people, if they're going to use social media as opposed to traditional media, that they understand the difference. And we said the difference with traditional is that you got to know how to promote your message and tell your story. But social media is different, because the number one rule is knowing how to participate in conversation, and really understanding the value of building a network. You don't want to use your network to just promote. You want to share personal stuff, funny stuff, expertise, definitely, and really be able to engage and participate in the ongoing social media conversation about whatever your expertise is.
Is it fair to say that one of the things you have to do, Monique, is find the balance that works for you? Because you do want to sort of promote a little, talk about what you're doing, but you don't want to overdo it and turn people off.
Absolutely. I found that people respond a lot more when I share personal info. And you talk a lot about your family on Twitter. And so you have a nice balance there as well. When I talked about me being nervous about my son starting kindergarten this year, wow, did I get a lot of feedback from that. You know, so you share those kinds of personal stories that everybody can relate to, and when you do that, they'll be able to appreciate you more when you really share your expertise, or you promote your teleseminar, or you say, go to my website. You said it brilliantly, Donna Maria. You want to strike the right balance when you're using social media, because, again, the number one rule there is participating in the conversation, not always promoting. You got to see the value in your network. They don't always want to be promoted to. They want to engage in lively conversation as well, more than anything, really.
So, Monique, can you kind of pretend, let's just use Twitter as an example, and this is not the only one, but let's go ahead and use it since that's how we met. And
sure.
That's the example you used. Can you kind of pretend that when you sign on to Twitter, you're at a cocktail party at a table?
Mm.
And you can't just, every time you talk, say, visit my website and buy my soap. Visit my website and buy my soap.
You've got
to actually make a contribution. Is that a fair way to kind of, for people who may be new or trying to find their feet, just, you know, if you wouldn't say it at the cocktail table, then don't. Is that a fair way to kind of
think of it? That's very fair. You can see yourself at the cocktail party. You can see yourself at the after-work networking event. You can see yourself at the professional trade show when you're just surrounded by your colleagues. You may talk about golf, the kids. You're definitely going to talk about what you do, and people, as they feel connected with you because they have kids in school too, or they, you know, with all this flooding and stuff going on, they had people who had to be evacuated, or, you know, really connect on a personal level. When they feel that connection, they're going to automatically and quite naturally be more intrigued about what you do personally, and that opens up the door for you to say, well, tell me more about your business. Tell me more about your business. What is it that you do?
Mm-hmm.
Let's exchange business cards,
mm-hmm.
you know, so on and so forth. So it's a relationship that grows from both personal and professional similarities, interests, things like that. You nurture the relationship online as you would do live, real-time relationships.
And, you know, what I find is interesting, too, is when weather anomalies happen, like we've been experiencing so frequently, for example, I followed some of my business colleagues in Texas, in the Galveston area, over the weekend, and I got more information from them than I did, you know, on TV, which I actually didn't watch, so I didn't even try to get information there. But my point is that they drew me in to their world, and so when I think about buying the product that they sell,
right,
I will think about them.
And that's such a powerful point, and I'm glad you mentioned it because it reminded me of something else that's vitally important for your listeners to know. And that is that since social media networks like Twitter and blogs and other things have become so prominent and led to this media revolution, you know what's happening? People from traditional media are coming into our world, so to speak, to get stories like the ones you just described. I mean, I think you're friends with Don Lemon from CNN, just like I am. Don Lemon and some of his other, he's an anchor at CNN, and some of his other CNN colleagues, they now have accounts on Twitter. And so they're coming into Twitter to say, hey, we've been covering Hurricane Ike or Hurricane Gustav. Tell us your stories, right? And so that's another reason why you want to have a presence there, because now the media, they're visiting blogs to find expert guests to talk about various things. They're going to YouTube. They're visiting all these social networking platforms, Donna Maria, to find guests, compelling stories, interesting story ideas. And you never know. They just might find you. So that's another reason why you want to be there.
Yeah. What's interesting, too, is I watched one of the CNN reporters who uses Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and some other things. I watched him in action on a TV screen last week with some seasoned journalists who really were struggling to make that connection. And is that sort of an indication of how rapidly everything is moving forward in the media, that the importance of being able to know how to do this, whether you're traditional media or not?
It absolutely is, because 5 years ago, when blogging first started to become really popular, the media saw bloggers as, you know, kind of these flies that you just kind of wanted to shoo away.
Now
they can really kind of see powerful bloggers as competition. And so instead of them always feeling like they have to compete, they're really welcoming them into the traditional media world, so to speak. You'll find bloggers on MSNBC commentating, CNN and all the others. And so you're seeing a graying of the line, so to speak, because social media is powerful, and people, again, who do it strategically are gaining more and more power every day, and thus leveraging their ability to get presence on traditional media outlets.
And isn't it interesting what they're doing? The reporter on CNN, anyway, was actually looking at his Twitter screen and saying, you know, at Monique Carradine in Chicago has this comment, and then he would read it.
Absolutely.
It's all about engaging, of course, not on the level of CNN, but if you have followers, if you have your own audience, is that what you mean? You just kind of engage them and create that relationship.
You create that relationship, and relationships are such an important part of getting opportunities in media. And I'll just say this quickly because I know our time is running short. If it is possible for your indie business owners to have a presence on CNN, or USA Today, or the Wall Street Journal, But you've got to have relationships with people in the media. And I talk about how to build relationships in both of my books. But it's not difficult to build relationships. So many people are intimidated by the media. But
well, and you're a perfect example of someone that my listeners can connect through on Twitter, and there's one media relationship there.
If you have any indie business owners that are based here in Chicago, I host a weekly community affairs program that comes on the Fox affiliate here in the city. So they need to be connecting with me, because you never know, if they got a compelling story, they could wind up on my show.
Okay, so don't say I'm not giving you more valuable information than I even thought I was. Connect with at Monique Carradine at the Twitter website. Check it out. Follow her. As you can see, she's got all the information. This
Definitely.
Is great, Monique. So tell us a little bit, Monique, since we unfortunately are running out of time. I could spend all day on the show with you, but we can't do that. So tell us how we can get more of Monique. Where can we go to learn more about you, see you speak, hear you talk about what you know so well?
This is great. I love it. Thank you for having me. The easiest way for people to get me is to go to my website, yourmediamentor.com. Now, there you can find out about this great September brainstorming series that I'm doing with indie business owners and coaches, authors, and others to talk about how you can get publicity. It's a free teleseminar series. You just have to sign up at my website, yourmediamentor.com, and you'll get all the information as to how to get on this Friday session. We're doing it every Friday in September. It is absolutely free. For that hour that we're on the phone, I'm laser coaching you, answering your questions, dealing with your concerns on how to get publicity for your business. There's no excuse for your folks not to be there, Donna Marie. It's free. And so I'm doing that because I love to share with people. I love small businesses because that's really the backbone of our society. So I'm telling you how to get publicity. And when you sign up, you'll get my free newsletter plus some other goodies that tell you all about where I am, where I'll be, et cetera.
Okay, great. And so tell me your blog website.
Oh, the blog. Yeah, the blog. You can actually click through to my blog from my website, but if you want to go to the blog directly, go to yourmediamentor.wordpress.com. And, probably people should just go to yourmediamentor.com, because the whole thing is going to be revamped come November. It's going to be a hot blog, Donna Maria. I can't wait for you to see it.
Well, it's already a hot blog. It'll be hotter, and just like you. So a good strategy for someone is to set aside the time maybe to attend the free teleseminars, and then after that, you tell their story to you to see if they're in the Chicago area, if there's a way that they might fit into your particular media outreach so they can share their story with your audience.
You got it. You got it.
All
That's
right,
the best way to do it. I'd love to hear from your network and share this expertise and information with them.
Well, and I would highly recommend, as everyone can hear from this great show, that you set aside the time to do that. Now, Monique, for other busy moms like you, if they can't make it, are you going to archive it or make the stream available later?
We're definitely archiving everything. If you can't make it live, sign up anyway. All the people on my list, it's exclusive to my list, they will have copies of the recordings made available to them, because we're going to be doing something really exciting in October, and I want everybody to get on board now, because,
okay,
again, it's only for people in my community.
Okay, so she's teasing you guys. So there's another in-the-flesh tip there. Tease people and get them interested in what you're doing. So there's Monique signing off by offering a tip, and she didn't even mean to. This woman has got it going on. Monique Carradine, thank you for joining. I look forward to talking with you on your teleseminars, and I hope my listeners will join you as well.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Indies, I am off to San Francisco later this week for the Nova Studios Business Boot Camp. We'll be gathering this Friday night at the Hotel Mac for Indies in the City. And Nova Studio always wants me to remind everyone that it's not really San Francisco. It's Point Richmond, California. But that's 15 minutes from San Francisco proper. So I hope you'll join us wherever you are in the San Francisco area. And don't forget your lip gloss, you know, because I will be there with my video camera, so my husband business partner can whip up a great Indies in the City video for San Francisco to mark the occasion. But even though I'm out of town, the show must go on. That's why I'm lining up a guest host for next week's show, featuring author and TED speaker Richard St. John. Richard's book, 8 to Be Great, is all about how we can do just 8 things to be successful in life and business. Then, on September 28th, I will welcome Richard Day, author of How Come No One Knows About Us? That's a really good question, and Monique's helped us answer it. Richard is going to continue the conversation, and he's going to be talking about his best advice for building credibility and visibility in a crowded marketplace. I'll see you on those great shows. In the meantime, catch me at Twitter, twitter.com/indiebusiness, and enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.